All I want for Christmas is a bottle of Christmas.
Remember the old days when we used to knock at the doors?
And Rudolph and his Santa Claus is coming on his way. And a happy little girls and boys and all.
Yes, day, yeah, yeah.
Oh, some of the old carols, George.
Is it anything that you want?
It's not a carol.
It's not a carol.
Isn't it?
No, it's a standard.
Very happy Kringle from all of us, and say thank you to everyone who sent in all the cards this week and all the other weeks. I'd like to say, I hope you have, all of you have a happy Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Hello, friend or lucky stranger, this is Spider on the Web, and that is my solemn promise to you, as close as we're going to get to Christmas music in this podcast. Those were the Fab Four on BBC Radio Saturday Club, dear God, 45 years ago last night, December 17th, 1963. A 60s song is an appropriate opening, for this is Spider on the Web number 60, the 60th casting of pods by a 60s survivor who turned 60 last month. So how about another rare Beatles track from the famous Escher acoustic demo session?
Yes, I'm lonely. The reason why.
England joys all concentrate. Corruption of the English, well, English language, so manifest by so many careless, they miss a syllable, like particularly, and intrusion an extra one, like renovinate, instead of renovate, as I heard by a zealous cockney who knowed it all. No bother he think it before utter the voice boxy ho.
It's often seemed to me that in matters of love and courtship, there is a curious arithmetic whereby the more beautiful the girl that you fall in love with, the more peculiar her parents turn out to be. My good friend Reginald Sedgwick married a very beautiful woman and a curious mother-in-law. For the 40 or so years that she's been using it, Mrs. Wilcox, for such is her name, has never yet got a grip on the English language. So, talking about a wayward nephew, she will say, "He's only going through a phrase." Or, there again, boasting about her husband's fine record as a 20-year motorist with no accident yet to his name, she will say, "He's still got it, you know. He's no bones claimus." Sympathising with the Jews at Easter time, she says, "They've still got the Feast of the Flyover." The crunch came for Reginald when he took his beautiful wife round to the in-laws some time ago for a Sunday tea. You know, pilchards and trifle. Towards the end of the meal, Mrs. Wilcox picked up a little glass salt cellar, which she believes to be crystal, and holding it up to the light, said, "If you look through there, Reggie, you'll see all the colours of the rectum." Here is a song for such as Reginald Sedgwick, who marry more than they bargain for. Now we're agreed that we're in love, we'll have to face the la-di-da. The eyewash, all of the fancy pantomime, I love you very much. I'll try, love, I'll bill and coo with your gruesome Auntie Susie. I'll stay calm, I'll play it cooler. I'll let your tetchy uncles get me back across my heart. And I shan't get shirty when they say I look peculiar. I'll be nice to your mother, I'll come all over la-di-da. Although she always gets up me nose, I love you very much. And so I'll smile and I'll acquiesce when she invites me to caress her scabby cat. I'll sit still while she knits and witters cross my heart. And I shan't lay a finger on the crabby old bat face. I'll be polite to your daddy, frightfully la-di-da. Although he always bores me to my boot, I love you very much. And so I won't boo and hiss when he starts to reminisce. I won't drop off, I won't flare up the runs he used to score and how he won the war cross my heart. But I'll have to grit me teeth when he goes on about his rupture. I'll behave at the wedding breakfast, I'll be la-di-da. So help me, hearty toasts and crummy jokes, I love you very much. So help me, I'll force a laugh for that flicking photograph. So have no fear, I won't turn tail, I won't run amok when the females chuck confetti in my ears. And cross me heart, love, I'll keep off the pale ale when we're off on our own. No more la-di-bloody-da. I promise we just won't have the time. We won't have time for such fancy pantomimes. I love you far too much.
England joys all concentrate. Is it corruptious to make a word that expresses your thoughts until it's accepted into the dictionary? A word can do imagery conjuring up, like Joyce's troutling stream, or activity ho there from a noun load, to describe the flowery brook and the schmelts among...
Ja, das ist gut, Jackie. Und seid mal gut, ja. Und zu Leuten Martin denkt, sie war ein freundlich. Ja, aber das wird nicht dann so. So, sie sagt nach jedem Bild, Jude, mein freundlich. Ja, das wird nicht gar nicht drauf.
Great mode, which half our students after loop for the launch of this 1,000 load, which has its culminate in the progressive third of this council's side. And we're gracious all with the august prince, the Lady Mayor, forever holding the gathering, and Major Bartley Court, the Cormorant, as a self-made man, which came in the newspaper, beneficent and throughout the whole humanity's thrill. Also, the family gobstall, that's great for this house, which gave them the tenor mould and the slummery, and a pleasant prospect in the heart load of the thrill. And now the mode score for introducing false as Major Throat Mail and...
Ah, look at all the starving writers. Ah, look at all the starving agents. Killing the woodsheet. Looks at the pile of submissions that's known as the slush. Gives them the brush. Looks for a good one. Something in nature to hustle, could possibly sell. Agenting's hell, all the would-be writers. Where do they all come from? All the would-be writers, where do they all belong? Spider and Genie, writing the words that they're hoping will bring them the rent. Their credit is bad. Publisher Brooks. They say there's too many books. All the would-be writers in envelopes they lurk. All the would-be writers, why don't they look for work? Ah, look at all the starving writers. Succeeding was only a matter of trying. Nobody's buying. Spider-Man Genie, desperate for help, and they know that if anyone could, Eleanor would. All the starving writers, enough to form a mob. All the starving writers.
All right. By sheer accident, the shenanigans so far seem to have constituted a sort of themed segment, even if the theme would perhaps be a bit hard to state. And you don't want one of those to last much more than about 15 minutes or so. So let me go back and break it down for you, and then we'll move onward in another direction altogether. Now, that first song was one of the many signature songs of the late, very great Jake Thackeray, one of my favorite songwriters. It's called La-Di-Da. Then came Sir Paul fooling around mid his own song Get Back in a couple of other languages. And the final track there was an obscure Armenian folk singer named Redips Nostnabor, currently fleeing international indictment for musical atrocity and shortness of pants. The splendid gibberish between tracks was another late great, Mr. Stanley Unwin. You may remember him from some of the Carry On movies or from his splendid contributions to the Small Faces classic rock concept album, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. Absolutely smashing flake it he was. Okay, that's enough silliness and wordplay for a while. Let's have a segment of some quote-unquote serious, straight-up music for change of pace. Here's a piece I play often when I'm writing, especially when I get stuck, in the hope that its title will prove prophetic. It's called Flow Like Water. And in this case, you could think of it as a kind of Zen holiday music, festively spare, exuberantly simple, as inevitable as a feast in late December. It's performed here live in Vancouver in 2002 with accomplices by its composer, my friend and webmaster slash podmaster, Colin McDonald. Thank you. Like Water appears on Colin McDonald's CD, The Saxophone Sings, among other places, and so does this next one, a particular favorite of mine because its composition was inspired by my darling Jeannie's zero-G dance choreography in our Star Dance story before we ever met Colin. It's called Reaching for Immortality.
Thank you.
truly stones me to have played a part in the creation of something that beautiful. Colin and Jeannie, by the way, are both lay-ordained Soto Zen monks in the lineage of Shunryu Suzuki Roshi. For more information about the music of Colin McDonald and how and when to hear more of it, visit crypticmusic.ca. I just love that URL. All right, now for another change of pace. Here's one of the great jazz birds of all time, still performing to this day, I believe, in New York City, the immortal Miss Blossom Deary, singing a song she wrote about another of my favorite living musicians, Mr. Clive Powell, better known to the world as Georgie Fame.
Words and music are all that I need. I will follow wherever they lead. And I'm finding more fun in the game. My darling boy has brought me joy, sweet Georgie Fame. Oh, I heard him one night quite by chance. Now wherever I'm walking, I dance. And London is not quite the same, 'cause when he sings, the city swings, sweet Georgie Fame. London Bridge is falling down. Pop songs I hear with suspicion, but now loving, real good musician. Oh, from Broadway to Festival Hall, I have listened and I've heard them all. And they say I'm a real swinging dame. Yet I'm impressed, my ears are blessed with Georgie Fame. Festival Hall, have listened, I've heard them all. And they say I'm a real swinging dame. Yet I'm impressed, my ears are blessed with Georgie fame. So stay a while, you'll see him smile, you won't complain. His music's sweet, you'll miss your train. My goose is cooked, I'm getting hooked on Georgie.
Where Blossom Dearie is playing tonight. That particular track is from an appearance on Marion McPartland's famous NPR show Piano Jazz, so that was Ms. McPartland on piano, but Ms. Blossom Dearie is herself an excellent underrated pianist. Now, just let me give you a little taste of Georgie fame here, prefaced by some Hoagy Carmichael. Georgie tried to put together an album with Hoagy Carmichael and Annie Ross, and as they were in the middle of recording it, Hoagy dropped dead. However, I will play you the last little bit that Hoagy laid down, followed by the song that Georgie immediately composed in response. It's called In Hoagland.
I have an idea, a couple little ideas we might put into the rendition. And one of them is vocal, and the other one is a little instrumental, a few instrumental notes. The first one is like this, for me to sing. I didn't put it in the first rendition because I was afraid maybe it would interfere with your instrumental work. Here it is, though. For the end of these troubles, I've seen you've seen them, Daddy. Now, the other little bit I like to get into the rendition is that instrumental bit, just a few notes. But I've always liked those few notes because I think Louis Armstrong played them for me once when we were recording together. And it comes at the spot where I say, where I sing, for the end of these troubles I see, like this. For the end of these troubles I see. There you are.
Play a little song for me. Take me to where I should be. No one seems to care for me except you, Daddy. Won't somebody change the key? Turn me loose and set me free. Hoagland's where I ought to be. I hear you, Daddy. Now the words and music's done, and everybody's had their fun. The yard in 81. You tell them, Daddy.
There you are.
Well, there you are. If you can find a copy of the long out-of-print album In Hoagland by Georgie Fame, Annie Ross, and Hoagy Carmichael, jump on it. Pay any price. It's a beaut. Now here's another beaut by my good friend Mr. Amos Garrett. It's from his very latest CD, Get Way Back, and is therefore necessarily a Percy Mayfield composition. This one is called Ha Ha in the Daytime, Boo Hoo All Night Long.
All the stories that I told you, all about me, were so true. About the way I've had to suffer ever since my baby's been gone. My baby's gone. That's why I hide in the daytime, but I boo all night long. It's so painful to be lonely, but all my friends put me down. Now they say my case is hopeless, but my heart's not made of stone. That's why I in the daytime, but I boo-boo all night long. There's only one love in the world for me. Some people can have three or four, but if my love just comes back to me, I'd never need no more. I'm still searching for my baby, but all my searching seems in vain. But I just can't break the habit, my mind keeps driving me along, on and on. So I still howl in the daytime, and I boo all night long. People can have three or four, if my love just comes back to me. I never need no more, no more. So I'm still searching for my baby. All my searching seems in vain. But I just can't break the habit. My mind keeps driving me on and on. So I still hide in the daytime, blue all night long. Yes, I in the daytime, blue all night long.
That track featured such unindicted co-conspirators as Dave Babcock, who did the horn arrangements, and Ken Whiteley and Ron Cassatt on the keyboards. To learn more about Percy Mayfield, the CD Get Way Back, and or Amos himself, visit his website, which has an odd URL. It's www.melmusic.com/Amos_Garrett. That's Garrett with two R's and two T's. melmusic.com/Amos_Garrett/. Now, here's another one of the great blues singers of all time, Mr. Barence Whitfield. I do not have his permission to podcast, so even though this album, ow, 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 is, as far as I know, totally out of print, I'm just going to play you an excerpt from a track called The Blues is a Thief. If I had podcast permission, I would play you more of Barence Whitfield and the Savages. You can hear more of his music and get lines on more at barencewhitfield.com. That's B-A-R-R-E-N-C-E-W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D. E-N-C-E, Whitfield.com. Also, please don't miss the two wonderful albums that he did with Tom Russell, Cowboy Mambo and Hillbilly Voodoo. Incredible stuff. I wish I had permission to play for you. An accidental theme having apparently emerged, namely guys with great voices for singing R&B, we might as well go straight to the man himself. Here is Brother Ray Charles at Lugano in 1986 with a song whose lyrics always make me think of my sweetie. It's called She Knows.
Troubles start to get me down. She's always there. You know she always can be found. And never lets it weigh too much on me. She knows, and I am drawn to her. It is as though I were a moth, and she the candle's glow. Got the best of me. She seems to have the power to change my destiny. I try to tell her what is on my mind. Thank God she knows, and I am. am drawn to her. It is as though I were the earth and she knew falling snow. Oh, and I would stay from all the things she knows. She gave me wave and all the things she knows. She gave me the things she knows. Just don't know. She don't know how much she knows. She
sorry I can't tell you the name of the person who wrote those wonderful lyrics. I wish that I could.
Appreciate it.
I know that there's a studio version of that song on Ray's album Love and Peace, but I seem to have misplaced my vinyl copy at the moment, and I can't find it listed anywhere online. I'm sorry about that. If I get the information later, I'll get back to you. If any of you know who wrote She Knows, please tell me. Listen, before I go on, at press time, I have gotten some news about the podcast Starship Sofa. Now, if you're a fan of this podcast, you're probably already a fan of Starship Sofa. If not, you ought to be. It's run by an extremely Tony Smith. He is high on my eyes. He swings, and I dig him, and the feeling is mucilage. I just learned that I have become a finalist in a couple of categories for this year's Sofanaut Awards. If you wander over to starshipsofa.com, you will find that my short story, In the Olden Days, is a finalist in the field of flash fiction, and that I myself have managed to become a finalist in an extremely distinguished field for Best Narrator. So drop by and make your feelings known. We could use your vote. And just in general, seriously, if you don't already know Starship Sofa, you're making a big mistake. Go check it out. It's one of the best podcasts I know for science fiction books and authors. And God knows there aren't enough of them in the world. Starship Sofa was nominated for Best Fan Podcast in the 2007 Parsec Awards. It first arrived in 2006, and it's been coming out weekly. Where he gets the juice to put out a weekly podcast, I don't know. I wish I had his energy. Anyway, drop by Starship Sofa sometime if you haven't already. You'll be glad you did. Now I got one final candidate for greatest blues singing voice of all time, and it's going to require me to violate the oath I gave you at the beginning of this podcast, at least in a sense. It could be argued easily that this is not exactly anybody's idea of Christmas music. On the other hand, it is called a Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. Here's Mr. Tom Waits.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Hey, Charlie, baby, I'm pregnant. And I've been living on 9th Street here. right above this dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. Believe it or not, I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. Man, my old man, he plays trombone. He works out at the track. And he says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. And he says he's gonna raise him up just like he would his own son. And he gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. Oh, it takes me out dancing, Panera Saturday night. And Charlie, I still think about you, man, every time I pass a filling station. All on account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. And maybe I still got that record. Little Anthony and the Imperials going out of my head over you, out of my head over you. I'm out of my head over you after all these years. But you know, someone stole my record player. Oh, for Christ's sakes. How you like that? And Charlie almost went crazy, baby, after Mario got busted. So I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. And everyone that I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis this time. I think I'm gonna stay. And Charlie, baby, I think I'm happy now. Leastwise, for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. I think I'd buy me a used car lot. Maybe I don't think I'd ever sell any of them. I'd probably just drive me a different car every day, depending on how I feel. And Charlie, for Christ's sake, do you want to know the truth of it? Maybe I ain't got no husband. He don't play the trombone either. And I gotta borrow money, you see. I gotta pay this lawyer. And Charlie, by the way, they say I'm gonna be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day. Silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright round your virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, you sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
That was Tom 30 years ago on Austin City Limits. All right, that's a full lid. Thank you for visiting with me on the web once again. And that's it for 2008, as far as I'm concerned. Do please come back on the first Friday of the new year for Spider on the Web number 61 with some hot new spoken word science fiction, usual eccentric music, and I hope by then to have some exciting news for the patient fans of Callahan's Place, too. In the meantime, thank you very much, as always, for the support which has brought us this far. Your subscriptions, donations, turn-ons, emails, and good thoughts generally are what have made all of this necessary. Well, that's all I gotta say. I'll see you in 2009. Colin McDonald is going to take us out now with his Debussy Rhapsody. As Benedict said to the eggs, happy Hollandaise.